the way that you engaged in those workshops is spectacular. We were hoping that we would get some focused discussions, and it sounds like that's exactly what you guys delivered, so thank you very much for that. Just some housekeeping things off the top. First of all, everything you'll notice has been live streamed. It's also going to be archived. And Stuart, our head technician at the back of the room, thank you very much, Stuart. In addition to making sure that everything was in focus and well lit, Stuart has also already uploaded everything, so it's already archived online. And I will give you the link later on this afternoon. Because you guys have been so focused in the last session, I think we're going to try to cut this afternoon a little bit short, if you don't mind. We had actually originally given a two-hour block for this discussion, which is meant to be a discussion of the two recommendations that each one of your groups has come up with. I think what we'll do is, if it works, we can go through the two recommendations that each group has come up with, have our discussion, and I suspect we could probably wrap that up in about an hour. I'm throwing this out as a proposal. You can say yes or no.
I think that, well, let's see, but that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah. If you don't talk too much, Simon, it should be fine.
All right. No, but I'm seriously, like, I was wondering if 2 hours seemed to be too much.
That's what I'm saying.
And we had, like, you know, quite a lot of discussions. Okay. It was very stimulating, so maybe this will be the case, maybe not. So if it's 1 hour, right?
Okay, well, we put that out there. Does everybody agree with keeping it flexible? Yeah? Okay. And then what we'll do is we'll take a short break. We'll take a 15-minute break for coffee downstairs. And then we'll come back up and we'll talk about how we move forward. Where do we go from here? How do we mobilize? Okay. So if I could get one representative from each of the groups to come up, that would be very helpful. Oh, come on. Don't be shy now. Since I'm moderating, who wants to come up from our group?
We don't need you.
Gee, thanks.
I don't need Emma.
I'll supplement if you want, Annabelle. Okay, so just a quick reminder, we had the working definitions group. This is Annabelle. We had the regulatory group. Who is the regulatory person here? Kathy. And we had the organizational structures. And we're meeting a finance person.
Thomas is our...
Oh, that's right. Thomas had to go down and do a quick interview. So we can start with the others. Start with the working definitions, if it were to be slightly logical about this. So do you want to kick us off, Annabelle?
Sure. Just point that closer to my face. Okay, so just presenting, maybe we can have questions or more discussion later. Well, I guess I'll just put out the two policy recommendations. So one of the things we talked about was that there was a lack of audience studies, so studies on specifically beyond just numbers, but ethnographically, interests, et cetera. So we're calling for an encouragement towards audience, studying more audiences. So that's across different media. We talked about community radio and online and print as well, so we can span across those. And the second one was to reform pedagogy within journalism schools, looking at either a liberal arts training format, and also reintroducing alternative media or community, other forms of media infrastructure or organizational models in journalism school. I think that's actually all I have to really sum it up.
Those are the highlights, and I think if you throw out those, then we can get into the details later when people have questions. Yeah, I think we can go with organizational structures next.
All right. We had two recommendations. One external to CRTC and Heritage Canada, and other interested and the prospective government bodies to support, fund, and launch an annual get-together of journalists and all media worker, English and French, nationally, to exchange knowledge, discuss the rights and the codes of ethic of journalists, the new realities, and to gather all three sectors, the private, community, and public sector, and have incentives and sponsor to ensure participation of as many journalists as possible. So that's the external proposal. Yeah, like a committee that will be there, a permanent committee, and convergence. And internal policy proposal is for news and media organization to integrate participation from audience, like a suggestion of to create clubs of citizens, bloggers, tweeters. Integrations needs also to go beyond internet, as not everyone is hooked to. Audience integration is also to influence the organizational way and structure. And then make the audience social media interaction productive and not only just tweets, noise, make it productive.
Can I just suggest something? And I think it would be really productive if we had someone hook on this projector with a computer to actually just write the proposals. And I think the debate would be quite about getting the nature of the proposal, but also the phrasing of the proposals. You know, we'll come up with eight proposals, so we need to be at least somehow in agreement with the wording. So I think it would be very useful to have that on the.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. We can
actually, and we need to give the technical guys a minute if you're going to do that, right, Stuart?
Oh, really?
Because we'll want to put this up on the screen as well.
You need to screen this?
Yeah.
Or you have to stop.
Yep, we'll do that.
Wait and restart it.
Okay, how long will that take?
30 seconds.
Yeah, we could do that.
And we had a third one. We had time.
We'll get into that when we hit the live stream.
Yeah.